exultant Alfonso Delco Jr.
Well, I mean, a Ruth Fitzgerald Delco. I was a wife and mother of four children.
I graduated from the University of Texas in 1962 with a doctorate in zoology. I attended the University of Texas, but I could not live on the campus. I was told that I could live in a public housing because I am African-American. So I lived on the campus of Houston Tillotson. By the time I graduated, they were able to live on campus. But when I was here, they were not. When I was admitted that my family could live on, that I could live on campus.
Yeah.
But knowing what I thought I knew at that time about the university, I said, listen, I'm African-American. I don't want to be embarrassed. Can I still live in Breckenridge Apartments? I said, no, but you can live in public housing. At that time, I was vice president for academic affairs at Houston Tillotson University here in Austin.
Houston Tillotson had the majority of the African-American students. Back then, you couldn't shop on the drag. You couldn't eat in any restaurants. You couldn't even go to the movies, even though in some instances, the faculty would assign a movie, you know, if it was relevant to their subject area. But the black students couldn't go because they couldn't go to the movies on the drag. It was very, in a very tacit, quiet sense, very segregated back then.
I went to Fisk University, which is a historically black institution in Nashville. I was a student. I went to the University of Michigan for the master's. I was a scholar. When I went to the University of Texas, I was a survivor. I had a camper, and at that particular summer, we went about 8,000 miles or so going all over. We had just returned from the Mount Rushmore in South Dakota. En route to Yellowstone Park. And so all these folk pointing at the car and pointing at our license plate, and I couldn't imagine what was going on. Where we were, we could not receive any sound because of the Tetons and the other mountains around. And finally, as we moved out of that, we heard, hey, Charles Whitman is on the main building shooting.
We were riding along in the car and just listening to music, and they broke into that broadcast to announce that at the University of Texas in Austin, some guy was on the roof shooting and killing people. But obviously, even from the way it was broadcast, it was clear that it didn't really impact any neighborhood that was strictly confined to the drag, and we didn't even know any students because there were so few blacks at UT at the time. We didn't even know any students on campus. And everybody kept wondering who and what and why and where, because it was such a shock that when you heard University of Texas, immediately your ears perked up. But that was the last thing that you thought you'd hear. There wasn't very much national discussion about academics, social life, or even the reality of segregation, because UT was not really considered in the mainstream of those particular arguments at the time. Although there were significant discussions of desegregation, UT was not one of the examples of any of the discussions that were going on. But every place you went after that, oh, you're from Texas. Did you know anybody? Were you familiar with that? And of course we didn't. Everything we knew was what we heard on the radio. So we weren't able to really experience any of the trauma or whatever people felt here. We were talking to a friend the other day whose father just narrowly escaped.
Yeah, just today.
Yeah, he was crossing the street.
I was at my fraternity house, and this guy said, well, my father had to duck.
It was completely unheard of. You didn't have the mass shootings and the violence then that we seem to kind of take for granted now. I just think that I would hate to be a teacher because you're afraid to disagree with students. Because at first, one of the problems is that people don't fight with fists anymore. They fight with weapons, and they shoot first and ask questions later. And that's very intimidating. You know, somebody has earned an F and you're afraid to give it to them because you're afraid that they might retaliate. You know, people don't realize that guns really kill.